You take the scriptures and turn to the book of Revelation in chapter 14 as we will read the end of chapter 14, verses 14 through 20. Revelation 14, starting in verse 14. This is God's word. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel, then the one who has power over fire, came out from the altar, and he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Put in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle to the earth and gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth, and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out from the winepress up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. Now that is God's word. And so the redeemed, the beloved, you are to see in verses 14 through 16, therefore, beloved, you are to see that the Lamb that has been slaughtered in the glory of his human nature has that same nature now, divine and human in heaven. And you are to see him as the one who has conquered sin and death and Satan. And the picture here is of the great harvest at the end. It's the time of the great judgment, and before the Lord exercises his perfect and final justice, God's people are all brought in. Jesus sits on the cloud, and on his head is not the crown of thorns, but the crown or wreath of victory. The same wreath that we've seen before. And his right hand is a sharp sickle, which is thrown down to the earth, and the earth is reaped, and the elect of God are gathered to him. And then the final verses of chapter 14, the final judgment is carried out by two other angels, one coming forth from the sanctuary, showing forth the Lord's holiness, and he also has a sickle. And here comes forth the answers. Now to the prayers of those who are persecuted, God's people, here's the Lord's answer. It's the judgment of the wicked. The sickle is thrown down, and those grapes who are the unbelievers of the world, the non-elect, are thrown into the winepress of God's wrath, it says, to be destroyed and punished forever and ever. And from this judgment, John sees a huge lake of blood stretching 200 miles up to the horse's bridles, and so it was deep and it was vast. And so there's lots of blood. And not wine coming out of the wine press, but blood of these pagan people, the wicked. And we see the thoroughly complete judgment of the wicked here. And then, beloved, remember that the Lord, though right now he has not exercised his complete justice yet, and often we pray and should pray the those imprecatory prayers calling for the God to exercise his justice perfectly, because that's who he is, and he has to do that, so we should pray that he should do so towards us, and he has done that to us in Christ, and then also to the wicked, that he will bring about justice, that as we think of those who are in Christ, the wrath promised to be poured out upon the wicked at the last was for us, for you, poured out upon Christ to give you life eternal instead of death eternal. And we now close, therefore, the fourth section here in chapters 12 through 14. The close of the fourth section is right here in these verses of the seven sections of Revelation. Each section we're seeing is getting a little bit more details, but a little bit more, it's going to end in a climax. And so here we're getting more and more information about what to expect in our current day, what has happened since the time of Jesus up until our current day, and then also more details about the last day and the final judgment. So we'll see here, we see that the final judgment will be very great, and it will cause many to be destroyed eternally. And you see the blood here, and you see the greatness of it. And so we're continually moving to the climax of Revelation, in which we are to be more and more greatly assured and greatly comforted in Christ, because we are the ones who are reaped into heaven, and the sickle is reaping, will reap the great harvest, and we'll be part of that, and we will be with Jesus forever. And if you are not in Him, then you do not have victory over your sins and over this death. And so come to Jesus and be comforted. And those who are in Jesus can be comforted, because in Him we are victorious ourselves. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank You for this last part of chapter 14. Thank You that You show that there will be a great harvest at the end, where all of Your people will be brought into body and soul, will be brought into before Your presence. And we thank You that we will be with You, we will be with Jesus forever and ever. I thank You that He, even in, we remember John 17, prays for that we will be with Him. He longs for us to be with Him, and so we long to be with You. Lord, we pray that day would come soon, that we would be with You, and we would not have to endure this present evil age much longer. Father, we also ask that You would bring about Your complete and perfect justice upon this world, that You would execute justice on Your enemies, our enemies. But we do pray for our enemies, that You would save them from their sin. That You would save them from the guilt of their sin. That You would save them just as You've saved us from death eternal. That You would save them from this great reaping that is done at the end, where they are brought into the winepress of God's wrath. Save them from that wrath, if it be Your will. Lord, just as You have graciously, and it's very confusing for us, You have saved us from our sins when there are many who are not saved, and You do not save them. Father, we ask that You would give us great comfort, because You are the God who brought us in, not we ourselves. And therefore, we cannot be taken out, because You have put us here. And we pray that You would sanctify us, that You would be worshipped and glorified at this time, that You would, in that our worship, as You strengthen us to worship You, that You would do Your good work in us, perfecting us and making us holy as You are holy. Father, we praise You for Your goodness and mercy to us. All the days that we've lived, You've provided us with many children, and for some grandchildren, and we thank You that You are continually sharing and teaching us Your word and having it preached to us. And we praise You that You have given us many here, at least hopefully all ears to hear Your word and hearts to receive it. We do ask that if there are any here who do not know You, that You would give them hearts to receive Your word, and that You would illumine their hearts and their minds, that You would regenerate their hearts, make them born again. We pray that You would know them, Lord, and that You would believe in them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.